Peter and Cornelius. There was in Caesarea a man named Cornelius, captain of what was called the Italian battalion. He was a religious and God-fearing man, together with his whole household. He gave generously to the people and constantly prayed to God. One afternoon, at about 3, he had a vision in which he clearly saw an angel of God coming towards him and calling him, "Cornelius." He stared at the vision with awe and said, "What is it, sir?" And the angel answered, "Your prayers and your alms have just been recalled before God. Now, send some men to Joppa and summon a certain Simon, also known as Peter. He is the guest of Simon, a tanner who lives beside the sea." As soon as the angel who spoke to him departed, Cornelius called 2 of his servants and a devout soldier from among those attached to his service. And after having explained everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, while they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up to the roof at about noon to pray. He became hungry and wished to eat. But while they were preparing food, he fell into a trance. The heavens were opened to him, and he saw an object that looked like a large sheet coming down, until it rested on the ground by its 4 corners. In it were all kinds of 4-legged animals of the earth, reptiles and birds. Then a voice said to him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter replied, "Certainly not, Lord. I have never eaten any defiled or unclean creature." And again, a second time, the voice spoke, "What God has made clean, you must not call unclean." This happened 3 times, and then the sheet was taken up again into the sky. While Peter was still puzzling over the meaning of the vision he had seen, the messengers of Cornelius arrived at the gate, asking for the house of Simon. They called out to inquire whether Simon, also known as Peter, was staying there. At that moment, as Peter continued pondering on the vision, the Spirit spoke to him, "There are men looking for you. Get up and go downstairs and follow them without hesitation, for I have sent them." So Peter went and said to the men, "I am the one you are looking for. What brings you here?" They answered, "He who sent us is Captain Cornelius. He is an upright and God-fearing man, well respected by all the Jewish people. He has been instructed by a holy angel to summon you to his house so that he may listen to what you have to say." So Peter invited them in and put them up for the night. The next day he went off with them, and some of the believers from Joppa accompanied him. The following day he arrived in Caesarea, where Cornelius was expecting them. He had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter was about to enter, Cornelius went to him, fell on his knees, and bowed low. But Peter lifted him up, saying, "Stand up, for I too am a human being."